Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 197 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. It's been a minute. We got a lot to talk about, so let's jump into it by starting off with the breakdown. Breakdown is brought to you by the Colorado School of Healing Arts. Colorado School of Healing Arts has delivered 35 years of comprehensive massage therapy education, and their mission is to offer superior education, create the opportunity for their students to experience their full potential, and to develop the skills necessary to become successful massage therapists. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and there are interest-free monthly payment options available and classes offered year-round as well. If you're interested in pursuing a career in massage therapy, visit csha.net today. So, obviously been gone for a minute, back doing well, just been really, really busy, and I know I've been slacking on the podcast, so I'm really trying to straighten things out now for the rest of the season, put out a weekly show, and so I'm going to do my best. So we're just going to jump into it. I'm just going to rapid fire thoughts on just everything that's been going on with the Raptors this year, and we're at the first quarter checkpoint kind of, right? Four games down, they'll play 12 when it's all, I guess it's a little bit more than first quarter. I'm just doing quick math in my head right now. It's like more like the 33% check-in. So just kind of my thoughts where things are after four games. And yeah, let's talk about it. So Raptors sit at 1-3 through the first 4 weeks of the season. You know, first four matches at least, we're going into round six because they did have a round five bye. Round four, but I played Cobras in round five, and I really think they're coming off probably the most complete victory they've had in Super Rugby Americas. Talking about that round five victory over Cobras Brazil. So there's been three wins now. They beat Selknam last year. That was their first one at home. And then they beat Cobras Brazil in the season finale. That one kept them out of the cellar. They didn't get caught holding the wooden spoon because they won that match, and now they just beat Cobras Brazil. Up here, first home match of the season for the Raptors by a final score of 29-21. And like I said in kind of that lead, and I really do think it's the most complete win that they've put together since joining this competition. Because it was the first one in which the Raptors secured a bonus point. They got the four-try bonus point. And they prevented the team they beat from earning a bonus point. So in that Selknam match and then in the Raptors Cobras match at the end of the season last year, both of those teams picked up losing bonus points, at least one losing bonus point, and this was the first time that, you know, the Raptors beat somebody and they prevented them from getting onto the table in any way, so I think that's a good thing for them, you know, just kind of show some improvement that they could beat somebody by more than seven, and they held them out of the try zone four times, so and I'll talk a little bit more about the win a little bit later in the episode, but that's just kind of one of the things that, came to mind after that victory last week. And if you've been following along, it's been a bumpy start both on and off the field for the Raptors, so it's good to see them bounce back and pick up that win. Team started 0-3 after a brutal three-match road trip to kick off the season in South America. They played three of the top four teams in the competition in 2023, and they'll face the fourth top team from last year, the fourth and final playoffs participant in Yakare. I still haven't learned how to say this word. I'll probably say it 100 different times in this podcast this weekend, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit as well. Because kind of the elephant in the room has been that there's been three head coaches announced so far in 2024, which is not ideal. You only want to have one head coach announced. But if we're being honest, there've really only been two in charge, and that's David Butcher and now Mose Timoteo. If you read the America's Rugby News article on the coaching change that came out last week ahead of the round five match against Cobras, the reasoning in that piece is the reasoning that I believe to be true in regards to the coaching switch. But you got to give credit to the Raptors for pushing through all that stuff. That's a lot to overcome and go out and play a match and win. Especially pick up the first one of the year. That's often the hardest one to get off your back. So congrats to them and congrats to Mose for getting the job done in his Raptors head coaching debut as well. They've got their hands full this week against Yakare. Like I said, another top team from last year, and they're off to a hot start this year. They come into this week's match in second place, and they're scoring a lot, and they're playing good defense. But I think there's a couple of things that you know, the Raptors can take advantage of, and they've got some momentum on their side as well. So we'll talk about more, a little bit more about that coming up here in a bit too. So before that, let's go ahead and talk about all the rugby you could watch this weekend. So you got Super Rugby Americas around 6. The Raptors take on Yacaré on Sunday at 3 p.m. Peñarol and Pampas, I think, are playing right now. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon. Dogos for Selknam rounds out that competition on Saturday. You can watch all those matches on ESPN+. Raptors match is the only one broadcast in English, just a heads up. Full slate of Major League Rugby this weekend. Houston Sabercats at Seattle Seawolves. That's Friday night, tonight at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That's going to be a good one. Battle of the two unbeatens. San Diego Legion at Old Glory DC is on Saturday at 2 p.m. We've got Anthem Rugby Carolina at Miami Sharks. So the two newcomers facing off this weekend, Saturday at 5 p.m. NOLA Gold at Dallas Jackals on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. New England Free Jacks at Chicago Hounds on Sunday at noon. And then the Utah Warriors at RFC Los Angeles on Sunday at 4 p.m. If you're interested in watching any of those matches, you have a pretty good chance at watching most of them on the Rugby Network with a couple of cable matches sprinkled in there. You can check that out on Major League Rugby's website if you're looking for those. We got Women's Six Nations, Super Rugby, College Rugby. There's lots of rugby this weekend for the good people to watch. So if you're looking to watch some rugby, you have plenty of options. So let's go ahead and jump into the mailbag. The mailbag is presented by First Bank. First Bank's the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. So this is not really mailbag. I just kind of put like some of my thoughts. It's just going to be like a rapid fire thing. Just kind of what I've thought of the season so far, a little bit more in depth of what I was talking about back in the breakdown. So we're just going to rip through these, and I hope everybody enjoys. So what I've liked so far, I liked how the Raptors responded from that second coaching change with a win over Cobras Brazil in round 5, and I really liked the manner in which they won as well. So a lot to be proud of in that win. Talked a little bit about some of that earlier. But what I liked the most was the fact that the Raptors really didn't let Cobras back into it. They were trailing at the half. I believe Cobras took the lead again in the second half. But after that, it was good to see the Raptors finish. That's something that, you know, even in the wins last year, it was kind of like they were hanging on a little bit. And this one, they dictated how that end of that match went. They used a pair of tries to get over the hump at the end of the game. And that was good to see. And I'm hoping to see more of that as we kind of move into the rest of the season. Changes I've seen since Mose took over. So one thing that I've been wanting to see since the Raptors began competing in Super Rugby Americas is I wanted to see them push the pace. I wanted to see them play faster. When I watch the game, it feels like it's just a little bit slow. Like I feel like on offense, when they go through the phases, it just moves slower than the other teams play, to be quite honest. And I feel like that gives a chance to the defense to kind of get set up. And I feel like the Raptors are doing themselves a disadvantage by playing that slowly. And like I said, that really hasn't happened. They really have not pushed the pace until last week. And that's something when Mose came aboard, I was actually just talking to him about making conversation. And he mentioned pushing the pace and playing faster specifically. And I thought that's exactly what they did in their win last Sunday. So that was encouraging for me. I thought that last try of the match from Fiafa'aki Pulu was the perfect example of playing fast. They caught Cobras with a big hole in the defense, and you know, it just seems like the Raptors of old maybe would have slowed that ball down a little bit, and I think Cobras probably could have got set in time to have made a play on that specific pass. But that wasn't the case. They went quick, and then Fiafa'aki Pulu shot right through this hole, and that ended up being, you know, the final nail in the coffin for Cobras. And I hope that's something that they keep up, because I think that plays into the Raptors' advantage. They've got fast guys. They have athletic guys that can make you pay. And I think they have a good shot if the defense is not totally set yet. Who I've been impressed by so far this season, there's been a couple of guys that come right off the top of my mind. And those are Ignacio Mirez, Jacob Hidalgo, Daytwan Sheridan, Facundo Pomponio, and Diego Fortuny. So I'll kind of go through them one by one and just talk about a couple of things that I've liked from them so far. So I knew Ignacio was going to be a big boost to this team just in preseason. I watched the preseason scrimmage. He's automatic with his boot. Drilled everything that he kicked for points in that match. And he just brings a steady hand that the Raptors need in that back end. Looking back to last year, Lucas Gonzalez played primarily, was the primary fly half. And he did a lot of things well. He was really good at kicking out of his hand, but just wasn't really a defensive presence that I think the Raptors need, and Ignacio is. Ignacio slides up and makes tackles. He's good with ball in hand. He's a good distributor. And I think he is another big reason, because last week was his debut. He had an injury down in South America, so didn't play in the first three games. But I think Ignacio really pushed the pace. He was one of those drivers and playing quickly, and that made a big difference, I think. Jacob Hidalgo has had a real nose for the try line. He's already got two tries on the season, and he leads Super Rugby Americas in clean breaks with six. So it just seems like whenever he gets the ball, a big play happens. And he's been a nice change of pace in that back end as well. Dayton Sheridan just made his debut in round five in that victory over Cobras as well. And he's one of the longer tenured Raptors, and I really think he just only thing he's done since he's been in the program is make big plays. I always think he's a threat when he has the ball in his hand. And he's a physical defensive player. There was a nice play in that match where I don't remember who it was, but they did a little box kick kind of around midfield, and Dayton runs down and just cuts this guy in half as soon as he hits the ground. He's a bigger guy than he looks. He's not easy to move off a spot. He's going to come up and hit you. Like I said, he's a really physical defensive player, and he's always a threat when he has the ball in his hand. So all he's done since he's been in the Raptors is make big plays, and I'm looking forward to hoping that he continues to make rosters, because I think he makes an impact on the game, and he's fun to watch. So Dayton makes my list. Faku Pomponio was a Super Rugby America's tight head prop of the year for a reason in 2023, and I think he's just been the model of consistency. He's reliable. You know you're going to get a solid 80 minutes of work out of him. He's gigantic, so you know it's good to have a big, agile, mobile guy like that on your team in any sport, whatever he's playing. But he's just kind of been a rock for the Raptors this year, and something that the forwards can count on him to do his job every time. And working as a unit and molding and just gelling is going to take time, and I think you're starting to see the Raptors ascend in that category, and I think he's a big reason for that. And another big reason for that is Diego Fortuny. Diego Fortuny is a great captain for this team. He's been a really good leader through this rough stretch to open the season and all these changes in this kind of bumpy water that they've been navigating through this first month of the year. And he's just really been a driving force in turning the tide of the season. That's what it feels like is happening right now. He was out there with them during the bye week, pushing the teammates to get fitter. Because they really did work their ass off. They knew that they weren't where they needed to be fitness-wise in South America, so they took advantage of that week off prior to round five. Every day they were out there running gassers. They really, really were working hard, trying to get in better shape for this homestand, and he's been the driving force in that. So if things continue to turn the way that we're all hoping for, if they keep ascending and they start stacking some wins during this homestand, I think Diego Fortuny is a gigantic reason why. And another thing too, he's been getting penalized less. I know that was a big problem for him last year. He got a handful of cards. So he stayed out of the sin bin so far this year, hoping to see that continue as well. Well, something I'm looking forward to this weekend is I think that this is the Raptors' first real chance at a statement win. Yacaré's in second place. They're a good team. They have beaten some good teams. They've beaten teams this year by a lot of points. And I want the Raptors to turn this momentum that they've got going on right now into a statement win. I think they have what it takes. Things are moving in the right direction coming off that victory over Cobras. And this is a real shot for them to put the league on notice, pick up a big victory, and really just put themselves in the mix for a playoff spot, which is something they haven't really done yet. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the stat of the week coming up here in a couple of segments. But I hope they play fast. I hope they play physical. And I hope they shock the league. I'm not guaranteeing that by any means. It's going to be a tough match, but I really do think that the Raptors have something going right now. And this would be, you know, a real big chance for them to do something special and win their first, you know, put together their first winning streak since joining this competition. If you remember last year, they had a nice victory against Selknam, and then they came out the next week and just kind of laid an egg and got beat bad by Pampas. It was like a 60-0 shutout. So looking forward to them to just keep what they have going, going in a positive direction, and hoping that, you know, we're in for a treat this weekend. That kind of does it for my little rapid fire mailbag thing. Really going to try to get some interviews. It's just been a weird year. It's been different. I have different responsibilities, so I'm not able to really sit down for interviews as long. But that's no excuse. Got to find time, and that's what I'm going to do moving forward. So let's jump in the required reading portion of the show. This piece I picked this week is something by Alex Goff in Goff Rugby Reports titled U.S.-Centric Teams in Pro Rugby, How Are They Doing? So Alex took a look at how the Raptors are looking, you know, kind of at that 33% of the season mark, and we're well on our way into the Major League Rugby season as well. So he looked at the Raptors and Anthem Rugby Carolina, you know, two teams that have kind of been very public about their goals of developing and building American talent, and just kind of looked at how things are going so far. So I encourage you to check that out. That will be in the article that houses this podcast, as well as the description of this podcast if you're interested and checking it out. I'll get the links in there for you. Let's jump into the stat of the week now. And I want to talk about the state of the Super Rugby America's table after five rounds. So stick with me for a minute because I'm trying to make a point. So Doggos in first place with 19 points. Yakare is in second place with 18 points. Pampas is in third place with 16 points. Penarol is in fourth with 11. Selknam is in fifth with 5. Selknam has the tiebreaker over the Raptors because of what I assume is the point differential. I could be wrong. Might be the try differential. They have the edge on the Raptors as well. But Selknam's point differential is significantly better than the Raptors at minus 28 to the Raptors minus 105. So a couple of those big losses coming back to haunt them now. The Raptors are in sixth place with 5 points. Cobras is in seventh with 4. So kind of illustrates my point as to why it was such a big deal for the Raptors to prevent Cobras from locking down a bonus point in that victory last weekend, because it pushes them to last place. And, you know, it's good to keep people off the board when you can. And what I was mentioning earlier is that this is realistically the first time the Raptors have been in the mix when it comes to this table. They can jump Selknam if, you know, things go the right way over the course of the weekend. And they can really do themselves some favors if they can knock off Yakare on Sunday. So they play the last match of the weekend, so this is obviously going to look a little bit different when it comes to Sunday afternoon. But they're right there. They're right there in the mix. Nothing's out of reach, per se. Dogos is going to be hard to catch, obviously, with 19 points. They got 14 more than the Raptors already. But, you know, the playoffs are certainly not out of the question, but it really all comes down to how things go this weekend. Like I mentioned before, they have a chance to really build some momentum. Even if you don't win, you go out, you play a competitive match, you pick up 2 bonus points. If you score 4 tries and lose by less than 7, like that's a win in its own right. This is the time. They just began the homestand last week. You got 5 more in a row with a little break for Easter. So it's just really, it's really shaping up to, you have the making of something special. But it really comes down to how this weekend goes. They have a chance to put the league on notice and really start stacking points and trying to climb the table and, you know, sniff around. Maybe they'll lock something down for that third or fourth playoff spot, because they certainly have the opportunity. And I just hope that, they can take advantage of it. So, that's what I want to talk about in Stat of the Week. We'll go ahead and close the show with the loop. So follow along with what we got going on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby. It's been pretty quiet. Like I said, been a pretty busy guy during the season. but just follow along and toss me a follow. I appreciate that. I appreciate people that have been sticking by me. I hopefully you're relieved to see this in your feed. But we'll really be busting my ass to get these show out regularly again. And last thing I want to talk about in the loop is just wear your cowboy hat and boots. It's Western Day at Infinity Park this weekend. If you come out to the match, send me a message on Twitter or something, and I will definitely come find you and say what's up. And that does it for the show today. So hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the rugby this weekend. Like I said, if you're at Infinity Park, have a great time. Let me know, and I'll definitely come say hello. And like I said, let's hope the Raptors can do something special this weekend and knock Ikare off. That's it for the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll catch you all back here next week.